Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, November 1st, 2022. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing like we like to do. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on many missions, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How's it going?
All right. How you doing?
I like
the shirt you're sporting there.
Yeah, I like the one you're sporting.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Nothing.
But you look at the front of his house and half of the street.
I know, right? Yeah, a few things he's working on. All
a
over.
Few projects.
Yeah, just a few projects. Of course, chiming in, also hosting Matt Esposito. What's happening, man? You got your winter clothes on, I see.
He's all
somebody had the air conditioner on in here.
Well, it's hot. We walked all day. It was catching up to me. We're at SEMA show. We went to SEMA today.
Very cool.
Yep. It's work. It's work related.
I didn't get my pass, so.
It's work related. You're working, right?
I was off today.
Well, you didn't say nothing. Oh, man.
See, you could have walked everywhere with us.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Okay, you could have walked in front of us.
Yep, a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, I know people there.
Yeah? Should have told us. We would have said hi for you.
We've seen the insane motorcycle, the Horny Mike from Count Customs there. Look it up if you haven't seen it.
Did you see any insane Porsches from BBI Autosport?
Let me tell you. I can't tell you this. If you're looking for a Mustang, you can find it at the SEMA show, because there is not a shortage of Mustangs there at the SEMA show.
No, there never is. Yeah, one of my old clients in California.
Really? I'm sure we've passed by it because
a couple times.
Obviously, there's 100,000 cars there of every kind. But
lots of them.
Yeah, it was cool. My shoes got wore out. I don't like walking that much either.
So, did you run into anyone famous?
Yeah, Mike ran into me a time or two.
Yeah, we bumped into each other a couple times.
Yeah.
This tells how long ago that I went. Last time I went, I ran into Mario Andretti.
Oh.
Like, literally walked in. He turned around and just, like, walked right into me.
There was a couple of people. I mean, like, Sam Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, Sam Schmidt was there.
And there's some other guy. What was his name? Medusa.
I don't know.
Guy from, he's a, obviously, other people knew who he was, but
there was a long line to
take
pictures.
And then we bumped into him while we're just walking around later. I can't remember. He's like a designer from England, but he's has his own car collection and stuff. I don't. He's long hair. I don't remember his name.
He actually looked like he just crawled from under a rock, if you ask me.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Something Walker, Medusa.
Yeah.
Walker, Bruce, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And let me tell you, he had a long line to sign autographs.
And then I think Ken Block was there this weekend because he was screwing around inside the Palms.
No. Maybe.
He brought the car inside the lobby and did a donut and let back out the front door.
Dang. Surprised it wasn't you, Gary.
Nope. Not me. Hey, I don't do illegal stuff.
Yeah, I just want to apologize for last week. We had some Facebook issues.
It was
so
Facebook's problem.
Facebook's problem, not Matt's. But sorry to Michael Miller. We'll have to have him back in. I do want to shout out real quick to Chrissy. She's been helping us a lot. Thanks. Looking forward to seeing her when she comes into town. So thanks, Chrissy. And then also after the show of the On Wheels Now show, we're doing the Blythe show at Blythe's Facebook page. We're going to go live there, so make sure if you want to find out more about Blythe and stuff, it's Blythe only at Facebook.com, Blythe Speedway, /BlytheSpeedway.com. Or if you want to just listen, it's going to be at the BlytheSpeedway.net for just listening. But so look for that at about 7-ish, right, after the On Wheels Now show tonight. And then also a couple things prior to, you know, Michael Miller, of course, we didn't get a lot of him in, but we did get, you know, some part of that in and out, didn't we, I think? Mm-hmm. Looked like on the Facebook page, it was like 5 different times where
we tried and it cut out.
So you might be able to piece that together if you go back.
Always listen, because I think podcast interview.
Yeah, I mean, the first half we kind of just didn't. We were just talking amongst ourselves and a lot of dead time, but you can go on there and listen. But anyway, so we didn't get to really talk about anything previous to that, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the race we had during the October 14th race. I know it's kind of old news now, but we did talk a little bit about that at some point in between. But, you know, that they put on a great show. Great job to TJ and all them guys, the whole staff there, and, you know, to be able to do what they did with NASCAR ARCA series in town.
Full house?
Full house. It was pretty full house. It was a busy weekend, you know, and you know, they got some of their hands tied because NASCAR obviously has some precedence there. But they were put on.
I saw that Kurt Busch was hanging around.
Yeah, I didn't see him, but I heard the same thing. Kurt Busch, there's some other people there, I think. I forget who, but you know, so if you're a spectator in the stand, you had a chance to go. You know, see Kurt Busch and some other people there. They did have an autograph session, I believe, underneath the stands at some point for the ARCA guys. And, you know, the ARCA series is a great series. The ARCA Menards series, I should say. You can't forget the Menards part. But the ARCA Menards series, Menards came in and helped kind of team up with ARCA not that long ago. Helps give young local drivers of different areas a chance to get into some races that they normally wouldn't be able to race in, and also kind of the, you know, just the genre of NASCAR, how they do things. A lot of local drivers that we know, you know, that raced. Unfortunately, I think during the Vegas race, RJ Smotherman had an incident, but you know, Kyle Keller, another local name, raced, and there's a couple few other ones. And
those Rife brothers,
you know, they been fortunate at least one of them multiple times, and I think both raced in this last race, and we didn't get a chance to really watch it, but you know, they put on a good show, and
it's been a couple of years. We're due to send another young driver up to the pros.
There you go. So if it's you, now it might be your time, you know, shine,
because Noah and Riley were the last two to go up from Vegas, so.
Right, you know, there's always something going on. Openings seem to happen from local on up. So good luck to you guys that are out there trying. Hope to see you move up. It was a good night. It was overall a decent night of racing. We were very last of the night. It did go run long. We have one caution, I think, but... Was it one?
Yeah,
we may have had one caution, but it wasn't a very long caution. It was a spin. I think Stan Spunny broke a shock. But congrats to everybody that raced in the late model truck series that night. Mark Allison got the championship. He got a second place finish to Lee Keach. Lee Keach, he's won every race he's raced with us at Vegas, which is, what, 3 times, I believe. So congrats to Lee Keach for the win with Greg Knight and the United Nissan team. You know, they're always fast. And then, of course, Mark got second during that race, and he clinched the championship in the late model truck series. So congratulations to him. And then, of course, down the line a little bit, Chloe Lynch did race with us again, and she got the Rookie of the Year with the late model truck series this year. Congratulations to her. And I love watching her race. She's consistent, you know, that's important in auto racing, is just being consistent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's an incident that I've seen her in, whether it's in the Legends or whatever she's racing, it's usually not her fault. It's something, you know, bad place, wrong place at the wrong time. But so it's cool to see her race, and we hope to see her next year, and we'll see what happens. But, of course, we know she's in college now.
Speaking of Chloe, her mom just checked in and said, hi, guys.
Hey, Sheila. Thanks for the jello shots. It was a good way to finish the night, so thank you. And I don't usually have jello shots and stuff, but I did. Really good, and thanks. And we're looking forward to more jello shot nights.
July 3rd.
Put that
on your calendar.
Yeah.
Sheila, July 3rd.
If not before that, we might not be able to wait until July 3rd. So we'll give you another chance or another date to be able to do that.
You're saying it took a little while to put the trucks in the trailers?
Yeah, they're all crooked right now. But they're in. Usually at the last race of the season, different things, you happen. Now you had some issues with the 65, which we got to look at. I had some overheating issues and, just little things here and there with the different trucks, just time to freshen them up and go through them and things like that. So, but overall, a good night.
Sheila's one to butter us up at the banquet.
Oh, boy. That's right. Thank you. And looking forward to seeing her.
Oh, no, she wants to bring jello shots to the banquet.
That's okay. Hey, there's always room for jello shots.
That's right.
There you go. So we don't have to wait till July 3rd.
David Levitt checked in here. We're still working on the. He wants to know if there's an LMTS schedule out yet. So we're still working on it.
We know what we want to do. We're just waiting on, other people for confirmation. So thanks, David. Sorry we missed you. We know you wanted to be there with us this last race. And if I'm not mistaken, you got your championship at your local track at Tucson. So congratulations to you, David Levitt. And your team for getting the championship at Tucson. Congratulations. That's not an easy task to do. So, and we hope to see more of you with us next season.
And
we do appreciate it.
And all the way from North Carolina, Billy checking in.
Who?
Yeah.
How's he been?
I don't know.
Very good. He raced a race with us, so he actually did real well. I had to fix some fiberglass, but that's okay.
It wasn't his fault. Just ask him.
Just ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Black, he finished a good race with us this last race, and he missed a couple races this season, but I think he's going to be racing with us all season next year. It's always good to have that talent with us. Then guys keep us pushing harder and harder every race, so thanks to all our guys. That race with us in the late model truck series. Arlie Daniels had a good championship finish. I don't remember where everybody finished right now, but he's always consistent and just loves racing. And a guy like that just helps build the morale for us to just it's cool just to be out there first of all, and let's not tear each other's stuff up and respect each other and just go have fun. That's what we like about it, and anything we can do for everybody in the late model truck series, we'll do what we can to try to keep it that way. And if there's things you want to tell us, let us know. Pull us to the side or not, either way. So I just want to say we did have a good finish for our championship night, the late model truck series. So looking forward to next season. As soon as we get information, we'll be putting it out there. We got our hands tied, of course. I know we can confirm one date for sure. That's for Y Speedway.
Yeah.
Whatever date we say we're going to race there, we are definitely going
to
race there.
We don't have to wait on no answer there.
Yeah, we already know that date. So, but we'll keep you informed.
And the 4th of July race for Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys always guarantee that one.
Right. And thanks, you know, to TJ and his crew there and TJ for having us on the July 3rd race. We always enjoy that race. I know it's a hot night for racing, but it's a big show for Vegas, and we are glad to be part of that and thank TJ and everybody over there at LVMS to, you know, thanks for having us. You know, I think we usually put on a good show, and we'll continue to do that. So looking forward to it next year. You look puzzled.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Anyways, but overall, it was a good night. It was a busy night, and I think them guys pulled it together for as busy as a night as it was, and to have to reconfigure.
Yeah, so how did you guys, because they had the ARCA trailers.
Yeah, all in one
all
row.
All in the front there.
Yep. It was interesting, and I'm sure it wasn't easy, but it all came together. It all came together.
And you guys had the walk, right? No golf carts?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had golf carts. Yeah. We
figured if they were using it, you were going
to
use it?
We had a good row. You know, I think they were able to get us in a really good spot for the late model truck series, which is a traveling series, and we're there as a traveling series. Thank them, you know, thank TJ and the staff there for putting us in a good spot to be able to have our group together. So that was really, you know, something that we try to do every race, because it's hard when our guys get spread out. We don't want to slow up the show for Vegas, and for them to put us together helps us help them.
Yeah.
So, and it worked out overall. And, you know, overall, I think everybody was fine, you know, where they ended up. So, of course, they had to reconfigure, like, the way – in and out, you know, getting to the lineup and stuff like that. That was a little tough, but, you know, we had to turn right to get lined up, but it all worked. It all worked out. Right?
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was what it could be.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you said, NASCAR was there, so
yeah.
TJ kind of had his hands tied a little bit.
Right, but they made it work.
Yep, they got it all worked out. And thanks to Mike at Reliable Banner, he had some pretty good barbecue.
Oh, yeah, we made a special trip over.
That's right. And I tell you, I'm one that don't eat on race day. I don't like to eat on race day. Too much left side weight if I eat. So, but he had some Mall's barbecue over there. So,
It's cool because you invited me to go.
Oh, yeah.
So we went over there. Then we saw Sheila
and
Chloe and who else?
Lonzo?
Lonzo. And so I invited them over to come have some barbecue, which wasn't But hey.
Oh, that's okay. Mike loved it all.
Yeah.
It
was good. It was really good. So thanks to Reliable Banner. Speaking of Reliable Banner, if you...
Enzo.
Enzo.
Thanks, Sheila.
Enzo. Yep. So, yeah, it was good barbecue. So thanks for popping over and enjoying some barbecue with us.
Yeah.
But speaking of Reliable Banner, if you need any banner materials, if you have your own plotter, you can just buy material there, or you can go there and have stuff made and all that, and go to Reliable Banner. You can go to www.reliablebanner.com also.
To answer your question, somebody was stuck in the pace car that didn't get invited, and now we're hearing about it.
I didn't see her all night.
No, she was stuck in the pace car. That's why she couldn't drive the Here Clear truck.
Well, and we didn't have a drive-through for barbecue for you.
That's right.
So, sorry.
There was no turn four drive-through. So, hey, I tried.
We'll save you a plate next time. It wasn't our barbecue, by the way.
Right.
It wasn't ours. We went to somebody else's barbecue.
That's right. And, you know what, speaking of that, next time I will make her a plate, and I'll walk it out onto the track when she's out there.
Okay.
And she can eat it in the driver's seat.
Can we wrap it up and shoot it?
The pass-through, so she could just come off?
No.
Come through?
We're going to wrap it up tight and put it in the cannon.
Uh-huh.
We'll shoot it
and shoot her at it. There you go.
We'll make sure you get it. Well, we're sorry you missed it. And we're sorry we didn't see you, because I didn't see Cindy all night.
Yeah, see? She said I should have thrown it over the fence at her. Oh,
man.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Well, then she would have been mad when it was all over the windshield and she couldn't see.
All over the seat, all over inside the pace car.
Well, next time we'll coordinate that with her.
Next time we'll stop the race and have her come get a barbecue.
Yeah. We'll take a 10-minute
intermission.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, she can even drive the pace car back there. Get the food, put it in the pace car, and drive back onto the track. There you go.
That's it.
Problem solved.
Simple.
Or you can just have the fans all throw hot dogs at her. You know, kind of like when you go to the golfing range and you hit the guy with clean up the
everybody
golf
like,
ball.
Shoots balls at him.
And whoever gets the hot dog through the window wins. Wins a prize. And Cindy gets to eat.
Yeah, see, somebody else was saying turn two drive through.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
two drive
go off, come mm-hmm. through, drop the food, come back.
But when we tell Cindy it's in turn four, she's going to be waiting in turn four for it. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, could have got her out of the car and handed it over the fence, and she could have gotten, hey. But we'll remember that next time, Cindy.
Well, since we're talking about Cindy, you can also go to Hear Clear if you need earbuds for your racing program. She custom makes them for you, different size cords and all that. She'll come to you. So get a hold of Cindy at Hear Clear, 725-333-4327. That's Hear Clear. And also with the Hearing Center, 725-333-HEAR. Get a hold of Cindy, and if you just need hearing aids, you can get a hold of her.
Tell her you heard it here on the radio.
That's right.
If you're
gonna
hear us now.
Hear it. You heard it on the radio.
That's right.
If you didn't hear it, you need to go see Cindy.
That's right.
725-333-4327. She'll take care of you like she does everybody else that comes to her. So thanks, Cindy. We appreciate that. Maybe she'll do it. She did a little giveaway for us 1 year. Bill Black actually won. What was that setup? It was you had to win the heat race and
the main event.
The main.
Uh-huh.
And
she make you.
Yeah,
a
Bill
setup.
Black actually that race was with us in the Truck Series had won that, and he loves them. I think.
See, Cindy's right. If you can't hear it, call her.
That's right.
That's right.
If you see a bunch of lips moving but can't hear anything, guess what? You need Cindy.
That's right. She'll get you to hear.
All right. Whew. Speaking of drive-through, looks like what Chastain tried to do a drive-through against the wall in NASCAR.
Yeah, that was amazing.
We talked about. I think he got the idea from us here, right? Mm-hmm. We kept talking about that.
Yeah, because you kept saying when the skip plate should do it.
Well, we know it works now.
Yeah, see? Now since it's done in NASCAR, everybody's going to be doing it. So.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody's got the money like he's got to fix the whole right side of their car.
Well, I can tell you this. We do not condone wall riding at Blythe Speedway.
No. No.
I can tell you that.
And he was, on that last lap, his last lap was 2-point-something seconds faster than Christopher Bell, who won.
Dang.
Wow.
And he was doing a little over 100 miles an hour against the wall.
That's crazy. Who did he rear in there near the end? Was that?
I'm not sure. Oh. He just laid on it. He passed Denny Hamlin. That's all that matters.
Jeez. Oh, that's crazy. Well, congratulations for making crap happen. That's sometimes that's what it's about.
No, definitely. If you haven't seen it yet, go online and look it up, because it is amazing. And then there's another video out there, if you can find it, of the reaction from the other drivers and the spotters. That's even more hilarious.
Right, you're like, holy hell, what the hell was that? Or, what did I just see? Did that really work?
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of comments.
And there's a bunch of different types of views. You know, a lot of the spectator camera views shows the pure speed that he was going.
That's crazy.
I mean, it reminds me of, you know, being a kid when you're racing slot cars.
Right.
And your car, like, and it's just riding along the thing, and you're hoping it gets back on. Yeah, it's pretty much that.
That's crazy. Oh, man. I hope we never see that.
Well, you know, everyone's going to try it now.
Oh, man. I think skid plates down at Vegas, everyone should try it. Ride the wall. And if I could have got the car up to the wall, I probably would have tried it.
If you could have got it up to the wall.
I can't even get it. I barely got it onto the track. So
that's fun while it lasted.
Yeah. It was fun. So I challenge anyone to not just any skid plate, the Racer X. Go see Racer X. No, it's cool. You know, I had a good time. So
you'll try it again.
Yeah.
Try again with
a legal car.
A legal car.
Okay.
Yo. That's all them cars are, is legal out there.
Do you say legal or illegal?
Legal.
Legal. Oh.
Legal. Per the rule. Legal.
Do they check those? The skid plates?
They're supposed to.
I don't know. I haven't really been to the track myself, and I wish I could have spent more time at the track. We've got a lot going on, but we don't really get to watch any races or kind of keep an eye on what kind of checking they do.
No, I pulled Racer X off the trailer once, and there was, like, no brakes. And TJ said, use brakes?
What do you need brakes for?
Yeah, exactly. That was exactly it. Yeah,
you don't need brakes. I don't know. Anyways. Oh, man.
I had to e-brake it off of the trailer just to keep it from rolling.
I didn't know you're supposed to keep the e-brake on.
Oh, yeah. You've seen some of the newer drivers in the couple years that I raced. Yeah, some of the newer drivers were not told that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you see them flip their skin.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't. And then Dennis came up to me after. Was like, oh, I forgot to tell you that. I was like, oh, okay. You're supposed to tell me all the things I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cindy said, go ask him. He'll help you.
Yep. Yeah, that's what she said. He's going to help you. Okay.
Uh-huh. I only, when I was driving, when I would get out onto the track, so when you first pull on and you go into lineup, as soon as you get around turn four, I would unlock it and let it reset to the the track, and then I would pull it back up. Give that little bit of... Because if you set it flat when you get out there, then your skids are crooked.
Yeah. Oh,
taking notes?
Okay. Yep.
Oops. So I don't know, because I never won. So
now you don't know.
I don't know if that works.
See, make sure you ride the wall.
Right rear, ride the wall.
Oh, well. Hey, we missed the LVMS banquet, right? Wasn't that this?
No, it's coming up.
Coming up.
Shortly,
oh, okay.
Yes.
When is that?
The
next weekend?
Cindy
helped me out here.
Okay. So we didn't miss it, but we are going to miss it.
It's the 12th.
The next, couple weekends?
Yeah. Yes, it's the 12th.
Unfortunately, we'll be busy.
Yes.
Busy?
Doing other things.
What could you guys possibly be doing?
Nothing.
Find out at 7 o'clock what they're doing.
Exactly. Find out. Yeah.
With the free time.
Yep.
Cindy, the banquet's the 12th, right?
Yeah,
it looks like some good payouts, huh? Read off some of the payouts?
Yes. I read them off to you.
I know. we won't get into that, but cool. It's good. It helped keep guys wanting to do more championship
runs.
Yes, it's
the 12th, she said. 12th. At the South Point.
South Point.
I do know that.
At least pay for a couple of tires.
Yeah, if they're available.
Look at Patrick checking in.
Hey. Hello. Thanks for checking in. Hey,
he said it was the 12th as well.
12th, okay. Cool. I'm sure he's going to go.
I believe he will.
Yeah. Ours is coming up too.
The 10th of December.
A few weeks. Yep. A few weeks or so. But
if you don't RSVP, you ain't going.
Well, you will if you pay more.
That's right. Star Nursery sponsored.
Cool. And I guess they can go to LVMS.com to find out more about the banquet, the LVMS banquet. We don't have a lot of information ourselves, but you can go get a hold of somebody at LVMS or go to LVMS.com and look for the boring link. I'm sure there's something posted there about
the banquet.
The banquet.
Yep.
So what else is new? They got the Legends Nationals coming up.
Oh, Cindy says the Star Nursery sponsored and demanded the payouts. So shop Star Nursery.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something about Star Nursery. They've been involved at Vegas for a long time and got to hand it to them for being involved, not just in the lower local level, but all the way up to the upper mm-hmm. level of the local racing. So thanks to Star Nursery. And then she's right. You know, go to Star Nursery. You know, there isn't any better outdoor landscaping plants place that you want to go than Star Nursery. They'll take care of you. And there's one damn near in every
other
part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look for Star Nursery closest to you and shop at Star Nursery. They really do take care of local racing. So, and that's what we like to do. We like to promote small businesses that are on the side of these race cars. And if you ever are at the racetrack, whether you're racing against somebody else, look at the cars around you and look at the sponsors. Make sure we support each other's businesses that are sport and racing. You know, one that I can think of is Anthony over at Camp Out. He's been supporting us here at onwheelsnow.com with the bombernation.com and with Gary personally. You can go to Camp Out for any camping stuff, not just camping, but RV, trailers, you name it, go to Camp Out. They're on Fremont. They're just past Sahara. Past
Don't
Boulder.
Be confused with the front of Gary's house.
Yes.
It's not different. Camp Out.
It looks like
Camp Out, but it's not.
And if you're not careful, there's probably going to be Camp Out stickers all over the stuff out there. If you park in the parking lot at Camp Out, you'll leave there with a Camp Out
yep.
sticker on your trailer or truck or
Why
whatever.
Or not.
So watch out. But, yeah, he's been really good to us.
He's been good with the community.
Yeah.
He supports a lot of the schools.
Oh, okay.
I remember when my son was in marching band.
Okay.
And they wanted to travel to the different schools. I'd go up there and he would hook us up with a trailer for the school to,
cool. Okay. You
know, bring all the band equipment and stuff, whatever.
Right.
So yeah, he's always supported.
Yeah, he's been really good. Matter of fact, we've seen his two brothers,
and nephew
there at the SEMA show. We decided to go check out kind of the trailer section while we were there, and we happened to see them guys there.
And Sheila says Star Nursery has the best Christmas trees.
No way. Oh, I didn't think of that.
Right around the corner.
Oh, can you believe that? It's that mm-hmm. time of season already. It's coming up to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween's behind us.
Not very far, but it is.
It's just behind us. Mm-hmm. What's next? Thanksgiving. Oh,
that's
my God.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You got excited.
Yeah.
That's the eating holiday.
I'm going to get fatter.
That's the eating holiday. You got like three major eating things coming up, huh?
Thanksgiving.
Banquet.
A banquet. And Christmas.
Oh, and New Year's.
Well, this is your happiest time of the year.
That's right. Starting November 1st, it's the happiest time of the year.
Well, wait a minute. What about the candy from, you know, Halloween? Doesn't it start with that?
Yes. Yeah.
Eat a bunch of candy.
I must have ate the whole bag of candy today walking through that SEMA show.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. But national.
Finally.
Finally.
Yes. Sheila said it's Gary's time to shine. See? She's saying I'm fat. Eat more.
Gary's time to shine. I'm glad you said it, not me.
Yeah.
No.
So much for shining.
That's cool. Hey, you know, this time, you know,
I can play Santa Claus.
Most people, like, after the championship night of their racing, they can put their cars away for a little bit, rest for a few, but then they get back on them and start getting them ready for the next season. I know we got a lot of work to do on a few of our trucks. So,
because some of the tracks are starting their season earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, we hope for Blythe that you are keeping your cars cleaned up and maintained.
No dirty cars.
Yep. Get them ready for the Blythe. You can go to blythespeedway.com and click on the schedule link. You'll see the Blythe Speedway schedule. But we're looking at February 11th as our opening date. But we're looking at two practices at the end of January. 21st and 28th are the two last weekends, I believe, two last Saturdays in January that we're going to try to put on a couple of practices. They're going to be decent long ones, I think. And most likely we're kind of going to do like a registration practice, I believe. Maybe. I don't know. We still have to put some stuff together, but keep the cars maintained and ready to go. That's coming up. It's right around the corner. Right, Gary?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's coming faster than you think. Pretty soon it's going to be Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Then it's going to be Christmas.
Then it's going to be practice.
New Year's.
Then it's going to be practice.
Practice and opening night.
Yep.
And it's going to go about that fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be this time of year next year. We'll be talking about, because we do have a next year scheduled race in October 28th.
And October 7th.
Yep, October 7th. So two races in October.
And speaking of me being fat, December 16th is the banquet for Blythe.
Next year.
Not this year, next year.
It's already planned. The food is already planned.
Actually, we do. We actually do have a really good really good food plan. We'll see if we can get it. I guess he's a local guy there.
Yeah. He's actually a farmer.
Farmer there.
That's right.
We had something when we went to the fair there. We had some, smoked
prime rib.
Prime rib.
Yes,
and,
at the fair.
Just a whole plate. It was just man,
yeah.
Mouth watering. It's really good. So we're hoping to get that for the end of next year. So.
Oh, then offer him a booth at
keep him
at Blythe.
Oh no, this is a once a year thing. We can't spoil everybody every race.
That's right.
Not that much, but it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. So,
and we already got that plan. See. The only part we have planned is the food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything else is just kind of
fall into place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Hey, there's still some racing coming up at Vegas. This month, I believe, there's the Nationals. I don't know what date, so maybe you can tell us. The Legends Nationals. And we also missed a big NHRA weekend this past weekend. Didn't Tony Stewart make his debut in the NHRA?
Yes. And speaking of that, I read that he was 0.002 lost to a 20-year-old girl.
Wow.
In that whatever he ran, the top
Girls beat him.
Oh. And They said he was a good sport at losing by that much.
Right.
Yeah. I read it somewhere on.
Tony Stewart and good sport in the same.
Well, his wife is
I know.
In charge over there.
Yeah.
So he has to be a good sport.
He has to be a good sport. Cool. Yeah. I mean, it was funny because I forget what day it was. I was at the shop and that's all I could hear in the background. I was like, man, did they race?
Wow.
That was Monday. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah. But I don't know what they were doing Monday, if they were doing just what they were doing practices.
Well, yeah, depending on how many cars there were, they were probably
doing
breaking down the bracket.
Yeah, possibly. Because I thought the big race was on Sunday.
Yeah, do the heat races and then.
So, yeah, that's all you heard out there. I was like, man, we missed a good race during the weekend. But
well, wait,
Legends Nationals.
Is it the Legend Nationals?
Yeah, it's in November.
November 3rd through 5th.
Oh, that's this week.
Yeah,
this
Cindy is saying that, what's it say there, Matt?
Okay. I knew they were this month, but I didn't know.
Optional practice is this Thursday, qualifying and B mains on Friday. Main event starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
November 3rd through the 5th.
Yeah.
Did you see Kevin Terrell pop in? Maybe that's why
yes,
he's busy.
He did pop in earlier. I don't know if he's still here.
Well, he should have told us when the Nationals were.
Oh, you got to... This is Kevin we're talking about, okay?
I won't see. Who was the girl he was with out at their race October 14th? Do you remember her name? She was
Jessica.
Boy, she was really giving Kevin crap when you jumped in and Kevin crap, huh? Poor guy.
No, she knows.
She
knows.
Okay. But Nationals coming up, that's always a good race. They got a lot of guys from all over coming in, get a lot of talent. We see a lot of, drivers that we're not familiar with coming leading up to that race at our local races because they're practicing for that.
Right.
On that one particular race. So it's cool to see that. They step up their talent level and make everybody else step up and do their best. So that's this weekend, huh?
Yes, Cindy said it was 3rd through the 5th.
Okay. So that's cool. And then Vegas actually still has another race after that. And that's are they calling it open comp or are they still calling it like their...
I think that's later
December
2nd or December 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah.
So they're calling it open comp. Open comp is December 1st through the 3rd.
1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Okay. And that's always a good race. That should be decent. And this is the second time that they're doing it in December again, because last year they did it in December, if I'm not mistaken. And typically it's in November. So that's... That's going to be a good race. I believe that's going to be the Prolate Open Comp. They usually have like late models, there's regular late models and super stocks, stuff like that. So that should be pretty good. Do they have a listing of what division they're going to race that night on the Open Comp?
Maybe on the website.
I don't have my computer in front of me, so I can't see that. Not sure.
Let me see here. I'll go look. Hold on.
Okay, take a look. You want to do a quickie commercial, I guess? We don't usually get a chance to do the commercials. Maybe we'll do a quickie commercial. Gary?
Star Nursery Annual Open Comp.
Okay. Again, Star Nursery sponsored Open Comp.
Yes. Okay. Yes, let's do it.
And we don't usually get a chance to, so.
Hold on, we'll
go
ahead here. All right.
Maybe do a
ready?
Bumper. Yeah, go ahead.
No, here we go.
All right.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike. Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. Matt's stepping out for a smoke break, I believe. Hey, well, one thing I didn't mention that happened in the last couple weeks, when we were down at Blythe doing some work, we made a trip over to Havasu on the 22nd and went and watched some races down there at Havasu 95 Speedway. Just a short drive from Blythe. That's a good race. They had a decent amount of cars there. Unfortunately, we've seen a few legends wreck. And
oh, yeah.
That was
before the...
Just on the ferry. Didn't even make a complete lap.
Didn't even make it to the green flag.
Yeah.
Coming out of four.
Right. And then I think one, a local guy, was it Brian?
Yes.
Was caught up in that. So hopefully they can get that car back together. I know it was for sale, as far as I know. So hopefully they'll get that car back together.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Yep. And speaking of that, you know, that, they usually have a Thanksgiving race down there at Havasu, too. I know that's coming up.
Big
Gulp. Big Gulp. Yeah, smoke break.
No, didn't even get there.
You didn't get smoke break?
Not yet, no.
Your Big Gulp was in here.
I know. I was. When you start the show with a Big Gulp.
Oh, you had to go relieve your Big Gulp. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got
right in the wall.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I had a long walk at SEMA today, so I'm a little tired out.
The walk affects your speech.
It does. It affects my brain. All the blood rushed out of my head to my feet. Sheesh. Okay, I get it now. Big gulp. I'm with you.
Big Gulp in, Big Gulp out.
Big Gulp in, Big Gulp out. All right.
So was there anything at SEMA that the late model truck series can use? Or?
You know, there's a whole section of their racing and performance section there that we concentrated on a lot of that area. But it's not like a PRI show. The PRI show in Indy and, you know, back east are for – specifically for racing, where this is more like street racing and just performance in general, not necessarily to like
more
controlled
type,
racing.
More show
yeah.
type cars.
And... Right. Not really controlled racing. Some NHRA stuff, you know, a couple brands there that we see in circle track racing, mm-hmm. but not a lot. There's always some really cool equipment, machinery, you know, CNC machines, even up in the, some of the other areas you probably would have liked it. They had a lot of like vinyl and wrap, mm-hmm. new equipment. And man, I hate to see that stuff because you want it all, you know, new technologies.
Last weekend was the Printing United convention.
Oh, so, shoot. I didn't know that.
So the ones that probably stayed over. Yeah. You know, just left their machines mm-hmm. and set up for that show.
Man, there's some really cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my daughter went and...
did you?
Well, because she's...
Yeah.
Was part of the print industry. So, right. Yeah, we were just...
You just love... Looking. You love and hate seeing all that stuff.
No, absolutely. When you got a machine that's, you know, the size of your trailer.
Yeah.
Just one machine printing stuff. It's kind of awesome. Yeah. Hey, we can get you on the smaller version, $100,000, no problem.
Right. Yeah, we were just. There's a lot of equipment there that you just wish.
But yeah, no. I mean, we went, and we got some ideas, and there's some things maybe we're thinking about trying. So.
Right. Cool. I know there's at the Miller Welding area. We talked to one of the guys there. He was showing us some equipment there. It was only $600,000.
Oh my! Hell, you could buy a racetrack for that.
And I don't think it was without. I think that was without accessories. So we ordered two.
Yes. We just figured
checks in the mail
just in case one broke down.
Yeah, we ordered two. Yes.
Going backwards here a little bit, I got some more information on the awards banquet.
Sweet.
For LVMS.
Okay.
It's November 12th, as we all talked about. It's at 6 p.m. at the South Point.
Okay.
Hotel and Casino.
Now, is it like in the past where you know tickets at the door? They must be
It says for tickets, call 702-644-4444.
And that number's been around forever. I just remember that number from way back when, 644-4444. And I know in the past, I don't know, and I'm not sure of this, but in the past, you couldn't buy tickets at the door. You had to pre-purchase your banquet tickets. So just to be sure, I would give them a call and get your tickets before you get to the door. That would probably be the best and easiest way.
No, never been.
You never went?
You haven't been to the banquet?
Nope. I went a while ago.
Man.
It was a, I mean, it's okay. It's fun to get out.
No, the one that I think I was supposed to get a trophy at, I had something else going on that weekend, and then.
What?
I never received my trophy.
Whoa. What is more important than going to a racer's banquet? You work all year long to go to that banquet. That's the only reason I like racing, so I can go eat.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them in the past.
And just on the Star Nursery Annual Open Comp.
Yes.
Prolates, $5,000 to win. Super late models.
For the open comp.
Yes,
okay.
The open comp.
Okay.
Yep. Super late models, $5,000 to win.
Whoa.
Pro mods, $5,000 to win.
What do you call them? Pro mods, huh? Okay.
Pro mods. Junior late, $600 to win.
That's sweet.
And then it goes down from there, but
right.
I spend two hours.
Yeah. What are they going to race that night? Just those divisions?
It only says pro lates, super late models, pro mods, and junior lates.
Huh. Okay. Chance to win some money if you want to go race. Cool. That's always a good race. Didn't you say something about super modifieds?
Cindy said that there was modifieds and super modifieds.
Because if they do have super modifieds, those are going to be something to see. Those are those.
Yeah, those was not on the paper.
Payout, so they might be a like a right. exhibition type race?
Those are not on the paper I got.
Okay. If they do have...
It was just facts and super modified said just got told.
Oh, just got told and super
just
modified.
Just got told and super
if
modified.
If you haven't seen super modified, you gotta go there
oh,
just to watch super
wait.
Modified.
I was told and the badass.
Yes.
Super modified.
I don't know who sent you that, but I have to agree they are badass super modified. If you haven't seen super modified, you gotta go just to see those. If they're the same ones, man, they used to wheel around that track in 12
oh,
seconds.
No pay.
No pay for well.
No pay.
They're usually a real professional group that come down from Northern California. And
if I'm not mistaken, those are the ones with the motors hanging off
oh,
the left.
Man, yes.
Oh yes.
You, if they even have just one, you're going to want to go watch it. Those are some badass for reals. Those are something else.
And
I
believe
love watching those.
Davey Hamilton had something to do with those at one point of that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes.
I wouldn't doubt it. So those are really cool to see. Well, cool. That's going to be a good night of racing. So first, second, and third, you said?
Yes.
For the
hold
open
on.
Top.
Let me go back there.
I would. First. So
December 1st, a month from today.
December 1st is practice, I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
And then the second is what? Qualifying and heats, maybe? And then the third is mains, I don't know. And then other divisions?
Yes. The second, you're right, Friday the 2nd is testing for,
okay.
Or, testing. I'm sorry, practice.
Okay.
I'm calling it practice.
Win first place, move yourself up a tax bracket.
Yeah. And that is before election, so that will determine, if it was after election, will determine if you want to finish first or second.
Right.
Or third.
No. Hey, and then they're saying around 5:30, depends on the car count, they will have
okay.
a B mains.
Okay. And that's on Friday.
Yep.
Okay. I hope there's B mains. It's been a long time since there's been enough vehicles to have a B main. I know Legends probably had enough to have B mains. But they don't ever have B-mains.
No, I'll run them all together.
on Friday, December 2nd, the credential sales and pit parking hours are from 9 a.m.
Oh.
to 4 p.m.
All right.
On December 2nd.
Cool. Cool. Sounds good. Hey, speaking of voting, November 8th, next Tuesday, we'll be here, but take that day to get out and vote. If you don't early vote, make sure by Tuesday, November 8th, get out and vote. It's very important. Take the time, Gary. Get out and vote.
I take my time.
And I believe you still have time to register if you're not a
wow.
registered voter. So please, please,
now,
please
time
do.
Flies when you're having fun.
Please do. That's right. Anyways. We're getting short on time, but I just want to say something about HearClear. Thanks, Cindy.
And thanks to Cindy keeping us up on all of that,
yes,
what's going on at LVMS.
We're sorry you missed the food. We'll make
right.
sure you get a plate next time.
That's
if
right.
If we're ever around food, we'll save you food.
Even if you don't want it, you're going to
get it.
Get it,
yeah.
That's right.
Also, if you're interested in Blythe information, we're just going to be talking about Blythe only at yeah, a couple minutes after 7 o'clock at Blythe Speedway.
Let's say 5 after.
Yeah,
5 after,
roughly, at blythespeedway.com Facebook page, or you can go to blythespeedway.net just to listen. Otherwise, we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us. So maybe we'll have Miller in. I'm not sure. If not, we'll figure something out. Thanks for joining us. I apologize to the guys from last week, Mike, last week. And everybody's trying to listen. We apologize for that. So, anyways, we'll see you live next week. And on the Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.